welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show, episode 4 today of season 16, and we've got some amazing songs again, of course, but today we're kind of targeting or focusing on alternative. These are kinds of songs that you can't really place into, say, pop or rock or even what the major labels call alternative rock or whatever. So these are songs that are true alternative songs. You can't really place them in a specific genre, but great songwriting, and this is what independent music is all about. I mean, you can make a song and not have it placed in a specific genre because you can do whatever you want to do, and it's pure creativity that's coming out. And we kick the show off with Runnin', and the song is called Money Away. Now, everybody in the studio, we just, as soon as we heard the song, the start, the beginning, or rather the hook line, which is the start of the song, really catches you. And I really thought, though, in the middle, the chorus would go real heavy with, like, overdrive guitars and distortion, but they kind of surprise us and go in for a very Maroon 5-ish kind of popish kind of sound, which is quite different from what I thought it would be. But I would make it more rockier. But great song, really, really nice, especially the start. I mean, that is a wonderful hook line and lyric that they've got together, really good. So Runnin', kicking the show off with Money Away. Number two is Lucky Doug Fergus. I love that name. It's very focused on the bass guitar, okay? Now, it's usually, you know, you've got the lead guitar or the guitar part that is doing that riff or that hook line. But on this song particularly, it's a very simple bass pattern, but that is the hook line. Unique in its own way. Simple but nice, and the bass guitar is getting the focus. Now, my bass guitar player, Darren, will probably enjoy this song. So it's Lucky Doug Fergus with What Am I Doing Here? Right, and number three is Ken Kettler with the song Honey Ain't Homegrown. Now, this is not country. It's more southern rock. You could call it southern rock. It reminded me a little bit of John Mellencamp. Just a little bit. I'm not saying completely John Mellencamp, but it's got that little bit of a John Mellencamp feel, maybe a little Lynyrd Skynyrd feel there. But yeah, great song, Honey Ain't Homegrown. When I heard that name, I thought this was going to be proper country, but it's not. It's more of a country rock. You could call it country rock, but I would call it southern rock. I personally would call it southern rock. Another great song. So Ken Kettler at number three with Honey Ain't Homegrown. Number four is The Incurables, and their song is called Detroit Steel. The theme, you know, the genre of the song, or the style of the arrangement, is very Green Day, Foo Fighter, you know, that punk rock kind of thing, but it's not that heavy. So you could even call it power pop in a way, you know, because it doesn't have that grungy sort of crazy fuzz guitar going on, but it's got that same jangly kind of sound. So it's kind of a mix between Foo Fighters and Green Day and maybe something more power pop-ish kind of song. So really cool. And it's called Detroit Steel. Again, I thought this was going to be extremely heavy sounding, but it isn't. So that's the reason. All these songs, I would like to classify them as proper alternative. Okay, number five is Tokyo Rosenthal. Now, Tokyo has been on some of our previous compilations, the independent number ones, or was it the Goa Chill Out Zone? It was one of those. But if you haven't checked out our major compilations, which is the independent number one series and the Goa Chill Out Zone, you really should. They're available on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music. You can stream them for free. Great music by breakthrough independent musicians. So Tokyo was on one of those albums, and this is his new single called Come a Little Bit Closer. Now, this really, really reminded me of like a song by Toby Keith or one of those country singers who sing about going down to Mexico and checking out the Mexican girls and all that kind of stuff. But again, this is not country. It's got that Caribbean feel with the country feel, like what Zac Brown Band tries to do. But again, they sound very country, but Tokyo doesn't sound country. So again, alternative, you know, that's a great, great genre. You can put any genre you want and you can't classify it. You just put it into the alternative genre. So Tokyo Rosenthal, number five with Come a Little Bit Closer, really good song. And number six today is a very special song by an artist called Lizzie. And the song is, of course, Knocking on Heaven's Door, but it's a very, very different version. It's a very different version of Knocking on Heaven's Door. It takes a lot of guts to switch the arrangement of Knocking on Heaven's Door and make it what Lizzie has done. Now, I've done a version of Knocking on Heaven's Door. You know, that was kind of mixing Bob Dylan and Guns N' Roses and making it into my own sound. But the overall concept of that song stayed the same. Even Guns N' Roses didn't mess up too much the whole arrangement of Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. You know, even if you think about the reggae version by Bob Marley or Eric Clapton, they didn't mess around much with it, you know. But Lizzie has taken it one step further. Now, some of you may hate it, some of you may love it. So you guys, please write in and let me know what you think about this version of Knocking on Heaven's Door by Lizzie, as she ends the show for us today. So these are the six breakthrough songs for this week by WAFM 99, and I hope you enjoyed the show and be back next week. We've got some great music for you, and we also have a special artist joining me live in the studio for an In Conversation episode. So this is Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day.
Money just to stay alive and pay my bills my career. And every Friday night I watch my TV disappear.
Best ribs this side of Tennessee. The lights pitch black, pool balls crack, someone's wheezy whiskey laugh. The jukebox is up to 10, ain't nobody is listening. The door swings back, who is that? To buy a drink and have a chat. She don't come from around here, she don't talk the way we do, she don't drink my brand of beer, no Southern pride tattoo. Looking great in a snakeskin boots and skin tight daisy dukes. Honey ain't homegrown, but she's country through and through. Didn't like where she was living, where family don't come first. Down here with her cousins, riding horses, fishing, and lift truck mudding. Back where she was from, everyone was at their worst. She loved a country husband, have kids with rules, ain't no discussing. She don't come from around here, she don't talk the way we do, she don't drink my brand of beer, no Southern pride tattoo. Looking great in a snakeskin boots and skin tight daisy dukes. Honey ain't homegrown, but she's country through and through. Through and through.
in a little cafe on the other side of the border. She was sitting there giving me a look that made my mouth water. And I saw her coming my way. She belonged to Bad Man Jose. And I knew, yes, I knew I should leave, but I heard her say, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long. Well, we started dancing in my arms, she felt so inviting, and I couldn't resist just one little kiss, so exciting. Then I heard the guitar player say, Bamboo's Jose's on his way. And I knew, yes, I knew I should leave, but I heard her say, was empty. And I heard Jose say, you know, man, you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped the drink from my hand, and through the window I ran. And as I ran away, I could hear her say to Jose,
like I'm not